Good morning, our dear listeners. For today, as usual, I'm Mpamize Joshua, KIUMass Communication Radio. So nice to have you this morning, and we have a special guest today in our studios, and he's one of the biggest administrators at Kampala International University. So allow me to introduce him to you. He's Dr. Mpeza Mihingo. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, so you know, it's a pleasure having you today, and thank you. So allow me, we have some few questions for you today. As Vice Chancellor and an administrator here, so how would you describe Kampala International University as a university?
Thank you so much. First of all, it's a pleasure to be hosted by our very own mass comm students and journalism students. It's a pleasure to be here. Kampala International University is so far the leading private and premier university in this country, with a regional presence in Nairobi, Kenya, and also in Tanzania. I can describe KIU as a giant in university higher education delivery. We are second to none, and we are so glad that this has also been now witnessed through the recent Obometric survey, where it is clearly shown that KIU, for those who don't know, which is Kampala International University, is the leading private university in Uganda. We are a giant in terms of students, you know, the quality of students we admit, the quality of teaching staff, the research that is ongoing, and also our impactful interventions that are felt all over the communities, because we don't only teach and graduate students, but we also participate in a lot of community outreach programs.
Thank you, and congratulations about the rankings.
Yeah, thank you.
So then someone up there would ask, like, what makes KIU different from the other universities in Uganda?
Well, at the moment there are about close to 50 universities in this country. Our focus and what makes us very unique is that we are student centered. We, first of all, if you look at the way we actually get our students come here by choice, and they also come on merit. And so we endeavor to deliver to their expectations. But not only that, we allow the students to explore their own potential. We do have very, very attractive activities outside the class, beyond the curriculum, like intercultural activities, intersports. We do have debates. We have, you know, students participating in runs. And so in other institutions, you'll find that they have students who are focused on reading and passing their courses. At KIU, we are saying, no, sorry, it's not 24/7. We are interested in allowing this, you know, students who are post-secondary. Most of the students who join, majority are direct from A-level. And so we think they should grow in their first year, 2 years, into, you know, becoming universal citizens. The meaning of a university is that when you come, you actually now exposed to the universe, to the world. It's a melting point. People from different countries, people doing different courses. Most of them, you've never even seen them in your secondary school life. So these are some of the unique settings we have at KIU that make us different. We are not an ordinary and regular university. And of course, we can also talk about our charter status. A charter is the maximum level of accreditation any university can have. They are countable. They are less than 10 in Uganda. And so we are very proud, and we are among the very, very early chartered universities in this country. So that makes us stand out and unique.
Yeah. So that's great, because I agree with you on that point. Like, the KIU, the basketball team has been standing out there, and not only at that, other sports has been great outside the universities.
Yes.
How do KIU students bear on the job market out there?
Of course, they are very, very competitive because, like, annually we now churn out close to 6,000 students because we graduate twice. And so we are actually creating enough pressure in the job market. What we are trying to do is to try and see if we can intensify our linkage with potential employers. You know, like we have quite a number of banks that are taking our, you know, first class and upper second students who are not necessarily trained in banking or finance matters, but who are taken as interns and then who slowly, after 7 or so months, graduate into employment, useful employment. So we are creating pressure into the market. We are producing quite a number of graduates, and our graduates are very competitive. We have quite a number of very high profile former students of KIU who are doing a great job, and to us, they are our greatest ambassadors. But we would like to enhance and strengthen the Alumni Advancement Office. We are setting up a very strong office. We want to recruit some of our former students so that we keep that link. And then also there is a project which I, as Vice Chancellor, promised in 2017. We hope we can realize it soon, of establishing a careers and advisory center within the campus. Now that will help continuing students and those who have finished to link them, you know, give them opportunity, set up a very nice computer system and network where they can look at potential jobs. We help them to develop their CVs. We do some mock interviews. So I think we will be able to do better to help our former students get into the job market. We also encourage them to diversify. When you qualify, you know, with a degree, let's say a Bachelor of Mass Comm and Journalism, and let's say an employer who owns a secondary school is interested in you going to their school to do some work, you shouldn't say there's no media there to, there's nothing to do about journalism. And so we want the students of KIU and those who graduate to have an open mind. A degree is just the starting point, so we shouldn't leave it, because it's also not true that there are less jobs in the market. Sorry, the graduates are not being employed because they are not properly trained. I have a different opinion. I think the rate at which you are producing graduates is faster than the expansion of the job market. So you find very many people graduate, they qualify, they are well trained, but the jobs are not there. So we have to now see how we turn everybody into an entrepreneur. So when you move out, you have your degree, it doesn't stop you from starting a mobile money kiosk or starting a restaurant or going into farming. You'll become a better farmer than somebody who is semi or completely illiterate. Yeah.
Wow, that's great and so interesting. Like that's a great idea of catering for the alumni, and that's big, and the project is going, you soon starting, or
yes,
it's very nice, it's good.
Okay.
Maybe it could be the only it would be the first universities around here, as I according to my information.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So and what are the completion rates like here at KIU?
I thought you would ask what are the dropout rates, because the completion rates are higher.
Yeah.
By all means, I think annually for every graduation we have between maybe 17 to 25% of students who don't complete on time. They later catch up because of the hardships, mainly financial, and sometimes there are reasons that are connected to family movements. Job placements, you may be living under the shadow of your parents and they get a job outside the city. We don't have a presence all over the country, so you may find students failing to complete on time. But definitely our completion rates are higher than most of the universities, and we try to encourage the students to finish, because the longer a student stays in the pipeline without completing his or her degree, the more expensive it becomes, and the chances of them not completing their course, you know, raise.
So, if I may ask you, is the dropout rate is it more to be blamed on the student side or the? If I may ask on that.
Well, I don't know whether we should blame the student. It's their inability. Some of them fail academically, so they fail papers quite a number of times. They do retakes, and so we have created a window now. We have got we used to call it a recess period, March and then July, August, especially for those who are in their final years. If you fail papers, you are able to catch up. I'll come and register for them as retakes. But there are those who have to completely go and start afresh those courses. So they lose time. So if there are academic challenges, those are for the student. The university side, well, we may find maybe a few cases where maybe one or two people have not done their job very well, but we are trying to get this out completely. And we have recently also upgraded our ERP. This is the system that manages data, student data, records, especially academic data. We have upgraded to a new system we call a Droplet. We are hoping that is going to help us to fast track. Because what happens, you have to keep track of the student academic records from the time they enter to the time they finish. If your system is not good enough, some students may sit in there for ages. And so it appears as if the university is causing a delay. And then also this notion of missing marks, there's nothing like missing marks. You find the student has done, the scripts are available, but the system we had previously, a couple of years ago, could not cope with that. So we hope this will slowly die out, the few delays that are caused due to the system of the university.
That's very nice, and to me and the listeners out there are gaining hope, are becoming hopeful about that, because
yeah,
that's nice.